Did this movie need to exist? Probably not. Am I glad that it does? Yes, I am. Solo, A Star Wars Story is the latest Star Wars anthology film. While it is not as necessary as its predecessor, Rogue One, it is a fun, action-packed, and enjoyable ride aboard the Millennium Falcon. It very much earns its Star Wars Story subtitle. The plot follows the basic points you'd expect this movie to follow. How Han met Chewbacca, how Han met Lando Calrissian, how Han won the Millennium Falcon, how Han made the Kessel Run, how the Falcon got so banged up between this movie and the original trilogy, and so on. I don't mind that, because I've only heard bits and pieces of Han's early years, and a lot of the stuff I heard is no longer canon. To see it on screen is a delight that I didn't necessarily need, but I'm glad I got. Some scenes in between the action can drag a little bit, and some of the characters leave a bit to be desired. Emilia Clarke's Kira, while an interesting character, isn't utilized to her full potential. With that said, there is potential for further stories about Kira and the part of the Star Wars galaxy she inhabits, and I'd be interested to see what directions they could take her character in. Paul Bettany's Dryden Voss, a gangster in the Crimson Dawn crime syndicate, is serviceable as the main villain of the movie, though nothing groundbreaking. A fun moment comes when you discover that Dryden Voss is a rather small fish in the organization, which makes me think that future Star Wars stories could dive into more of the criminal underworld of this galaxy far, far away. While some of the supporting characters could have been fleshed out better, the characters who matter and the scenes that matter deliver. Alden Ehrenreich brings his own interpretation of the classic Han Solo character that doesn't feel like an exact copy of Harrison Ford's iconic portrayal. I could see how the character on screen could grow and evolve into that scruffy-looking Nerf herder that we meet in the Mos Eisley Cantina in A New Hope. Donald Glover, as everyone expected, is suave and charismatic as Lando Calrissian, feeling like a good mix between Billy Dee Williams' original performance and Glover's own take and spin. Aside from these two leading men taking on iconic roles, Yunus Suotamo is a powerhouse as the latest actor to step into the furry shoes of the mighty Wookiee Chewbacca. Suotamo's first outing as this fan-favorite fuzzball in 2015's The Force Awakens saw him sharing the screen with original Chewbacca actor Peter Mayhew. Now with last year's The Last Jedi and this year's Solo, Suotamo now has two solo, pun intended, appearances as the Wookiee warrior under his belt. With this much experience as the walking carpet, the future of Chewbacca in Star Wars movies is secure and in good hands. This film features references to the recent eras of the Star Wars franchise, from 2016's Rogue One to last year's The Last Jedi to the Clone Wars and Rebels TV series. If you're caught up with all of that, you will get these moments, and they will help to enhance the connective tissue between all of these different eras of Star Wars movies. If you're not caught up, you may be confused, but it may inspire you to dive into areas of Star Wars lore that you might not be familiar with. Solo, A Star Wars Story harkens back to the beginnings of the Star Wars saga. It's small, fun, kind of hokey, rough around the edges, and a great ride. If you're a fan of the saga, you'll find things to like in this fun adventure in the Star Wars galaxy. Hop into the Falcon and buckle up, baby. Solo, A Star Wars Story is in theaters now. SAC score, 8 out of 10.